This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Happy Station, broadcasting to North America, 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. But I have to say that this signal is being bounced around the globe, and there are some people in areas that the signal's not even being directed to that are picking it up at this very moment. So a special hello to you as well. Keith Powell with you for the next 55 minutes on a show that is going to be about music. That's right, it is going to be music, music, music. Now, the reason for that is somebody said, well, why don't I just do a show where I play music and try to do less talking? Well, I will try to do that right now. So for April the 30th, 2009, more music for you today here on Happy Station. And of course, if you're outside a region that the signal is not audible in any way, shape, or form, you're probably listening to the website of WRMI, our relay station, which is www.wrmi.net. Okay, so we're going to kick off right now with a piece of music of a singer that many of our listeners in the United Kingdom will have heard of. His name is Dickie Valentine. Now, Dickie Valentine was a band singer with Ted Heath in the early 1950s. He then had his own solo career And he passed away at a very young age in the late 1960s. So going out to Chrissy Brand, who I mentioned at 1 hour today and also last week, and to everyone else in the UK who's listening to us either on shortwave or via the web stream, here's Dickie Valentine, my favorite song on the Happy Station.
My favorite song is the song that they play when we're dancing. Anytime that we're dancing, that's my favorite song. Just any old tune is my favorite tune when we're dancing. And as long as we're dancing, that's my favorite song. You breathe a magic charm into the melody, weaving a mystic spell in every word just for me. My favorite song is the song that they play when I'm dancing. Anytime that I'm dancing, dancing with you. You breathe a magic charm into the melody, weaving a mystic spell in every word just for me. My favorite song is the song that they play when I'm dancing. Anytime that I'm dancing, but that's only true.
Dickie Valentine, my favorite song here on the Happy Station. And the music on today's show, on this show at 15 hours UTC, was heavily influenced by the amount of UK listeners and listeners in Europe that tune in. A number of you, including the next one I mentioned, Rob Costain, who lives in a place called Southampton, UK. He heard the show twice on shortwave, not very clear, so he's been listening via the website of WRMI. Wrote in because he saw the YouTube page where I uploaded a video of somebody that I will be interviewing very, very soon. The group, well, she's a singer in a group. Her name is Maggie Strutter, and for many years, she was with a group called the Vernon Girls. And then later on, the Ladybirds. Now, some of you right now are going, wait a second, the Ladybirds. That rings a bell. Okay, well, listeners in the United States will know the Ladybirds from watching the Benny Hill show because they were his backing group. But in the UK, they weren't just on the Benny Hill show. They were on Morecambe and Wise. They were on the Paul Daniels Magic Show through the 60s and 70s. They were the house band on the BBC series Top of the Pops. So they've been around for many, many years. They perform recordings with Cliff Richards and Frank Ifield, who was on the show. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. So Rob wanted to know if I had any recordings of the Ladybirds to play on the show. Well, I don't have any of the Ladybirds under the name Ladybirds, but I do have one of the Vernon Girls. Now, this is a song that you will definitely remember. Lover Come Back, the Vernon Girls, a.k.a. the Ladybirds, here on Happy Station.
Lover, please come back.
Lover, please
take a drink, come and down. train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery.
Lover Come Back, the Vernon Girls, a.k.a. the Ladybirds, here on the Happy Station. Going out to Rob Costain, who lives in the south of England. Now, if you want to get in touch with me via Facebook, it's very easy to do. So if you're already signed up to Facebook, all you need to do is log on to Facebook, of course, and do a search for the Happy Station. And it should be, I think, the first or second one that comes up. And then add yourself, join the group, and then you can find out all what's happening and on the show and upcoming shows, as well as communicate with other Happy Station listeners and join some of the discussion groups. Now, let me tell you about what's coming up for May the 21st at 15 hours UTC. My special guest is going to be Johnny Mann, of the Johnny Mann Singers. Now, some of you will know that name because in the early, sorry, not early 1970s, late 1960s, in the UK, he had a hit with the song Up, Up and Away that was made famous in the US by the Fifth Dimension. He's going to be joining me on the show, and we're going to be talking about a wide range of things because he is absolutely fascinating. And when I was talking to him, there's a lot of things that I didn't know. For example, he was the voice of Theodore from the Alvin and the Chipmunk show in the late 50s and early 60s. And he also hosted his own show in the 70s. He was the musical director for the Joey Bishop show that aired in the US. And his singers are heard on over 500 radio stations around the world. Yes, over 500. What do I mean by that? Well, tune in and find out. So that's what's coming up on May 21st. And we also have some other special guests coming up. And also, by the way, I want to mention right now, I am planning to do a Happy Station travel show. So if any of you have some interesting traveling experiences, I'd love to hear from you. You can email them to me at pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Okay, let's now move on because a listener who listens to us in Sweden by the name of Tobias Larsson said, am I planning to air any classic Happy Station moments? Well, guess what? Tom has been sending me some along, so let's take a listen to one right now. This is from May 30th, 1976, and it's the opening of one of the Happy Station open house shows. So going off to Tobias Larsson all the way in Sweden, and to all of you, I hope you enjoy this. It's a lot of fun.
We almost didn't have this show today. It almost had been necessary to tell you, well, welcome. Somebody else would have had to tell you, welcome to Studio 11. We will play for you a tape of an emergency show because Tom Meyer has no voice. Actually, yesterday I had no voice. The day before yesterday, it was even worse. I went to see a doctor, and he's a specialist who said, okay, yes, well, I've seen that. Thank you very much. You can close your throat again. And after looking at my insufflated vocal cords, which looked like car tires with too high pressure. He said, you know what people like you should do? And I said, no. He said, shut up for an entire week. And I said, well, that's impossible in my profession. He said, look, what would you say to a runner who has just broken a leg? I mean, if I tell a runner that he can't run because he's broken a leg, it's impossible for him to say, well, it's impossible. I said, yes, well, this is different. You see, I want to try and sing, and I've heard of shots you can get in your throat of cortisones or something, and that makes your voice usable for about 2 hours, and then it collapses entirely. And he said, well, would you want that? And I said, not really, but I'd like to do the show tomorrow. He said, well, we'll see what we can do, and I won't go into the gory medical details of what they did to me then. But here I am with a voice. Yesterday was one of those days anyway, because I sent pants out to the cleaners to get cleaned, the dry cleaners, you know. And I've been going there for years, and it's always ready on time. So when I got there yesterday without a voice, so I was whispering to the lady at the dry cleaners, which was very funny anyway, I said, are my pants ready? And she looked at me, she said, I don't know, I'll have a look. And she had a look, and she said, no. So on top of the voice which has gone, there were no pants. To which my father remarked, well, you could do the show without pants, but not without a voice. Which, of course, is very true, except that if I would do it without a voice, I'd lose my listeners, and if I do it without pants, I'd lose my job, and the reaction and the result, of course, would be the same. Anyway, no, it was rather irky, you know, and I still this morning I didn't know how it would be, but I don't know how it sounds up there, but I'm rather content with what I have left. It is strange because it's more or less like Artschenk with only one skate, or Zatopek with just one foot, you know, or Liz Taylor with just one... What do you mean with just one ex-husband? That's what I was going to say. Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I hope this will stay the way it is, because then I think we can be all right.
Tom Meyer opening one of the open house shows from May 30th, 1976, talking about his voice, dry cleaners, and pants. And speaking of pants, I have to let you in on a secret. I am not wearing pants at the moment. That's right, my legs are totally exposed. And the reason for that is I'm wearing shorts. Well, we're in the summertime, and you can't wear pants in temperatures of like 30, 35 degrees centigrade outside. So let's all continue with more music. What was that drum beat? We don't have it, do we? You know that drum beat that comedians use when you make a joke, which is a cold joke, or a joke which is so blech, which is but I'm bump. Okay, anyway, we don't have it. So let's continue now with more music. Consider yourself at home from that same show from May 30th, 1976. The song, you all know because it's from the musical Oliver. So here's Tom Meyer, the Kralo Sisters, and Hein Beulah.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along.
Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got we share?
If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty lot of days, why grouse? Always a chance to meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house.
Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss.
For after some consideration we can state, consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare.
Who cares?
What? Whatever we got, we share.
Nobody tries to be la di la da pa di. There's a cup of tea for all. Only it's wise to be handy with a rolling pin when the landlord comes to call.
Consider yourself
nation we can state. Consider yourself one of us, one of us.
Consider yourself. The Kralo sisters, Hein Bula and Tom Meyer, taken from the open house show from May 30th, 1976. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you because it's for you that this show is out there, meaning that all of you have a big part to play in the show. So you can get in touch with me a different number of different ways. Now, the one I mentioned earlier was through the Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, go to do a search for The Happy Station and come and join, and you can contact me through that and also get updates of upcoming shows. You can also send me an email, and the email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And you're also more than welcome to send me a snail mail. And if you send me a snail mail, which will include hopefully a reception report, you will be entered into a lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios that I'm giving away to two lucky people. Now, yes, there's two shortwave radios that I'm giving away to two people. Okay, the radios are a Sengen ATS-909 and a Sengen ATS-606A. So send in your reception reports, and the contest will be closing at the end of June. And the address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao City, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Now, I'll say it a bit slower. It's like a novel, isn't it? I'm looking so forward to getting our P.O. box. Okay, Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, that's number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane, 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Sanmin Road, and I'll spell Sanmin for you, that's S like Sam, A like Albert, N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, hopefully you know how to spell that, ROC, which stands for Republic of China, and the postal code is 22070. So send in your reception reports and you will get the Happy Station QSO card in return. And some people are very smart because a number of you have been sending in three, four, five reception reports for different shows. So that means you have three or four or five times more chance to win. Okay, time for more music. Let's now go to Japan with a singer who is very, very talented. She sings everything from rock and roll to pop to even some classical and some jazz. Her name is Miko Hirota. She's been singing for many, many years. Here she is with The Crying Window on The Happy Station.
どうで私のように好きだから、あなたが欲しいの人魚のような男の子なのね。 どうで女の子のように。 私のように好きだから話したくないの人形のような恋人なのね愛してるって叫んでみたい育児がないわ口づけもできない男なんて星が泣いてるわ恋の街角で女の子のように、
Miko Hirota from Japan with The Crying Window. And speaking of Japan, just recently I got an email from a listener by the name of Tomoshiro Aguta.Tomoshiro Aguta, I think I'm maybe mispronouncing your last name. But he sent me an email of something that I had totally forgotten about. But in 2005, I did a television series in Japan with Lisa Ono. It was a television series for NHK looking at popular American music. And we did 6 shows.And basically how the show worked was I would come on and I would talk about, let's say, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, or some other well-known American composer. Then she would come on with the NHK Big Band, sing one or two songs, then it would cut back to me. And I would talk more about the composer and something else and interview somebody. Then she would come back and sing two more songs, etc., etc. Well, he remembered this.And oddly enough, the series is now available on DVD in Japan, which I had no idea about. And what shocked me even more, I mean, I almost fell backwards when he wrote this to me. The bonus material also includes some stuff that we had recorded that was never used on the show. On the final night that we were in the recording studio...the musicians invited the whole cast and everybody to a party at the recording studio. And we went, okay, well, let's go. And I've never worked with a more fun bunch of people. But the musical director said, look, why don't you get up and sing a couple of songs with the orchestra and we'll record it. And this is just for ourselves. And I went, no, I don't think so. And then Lisa Ono turned to me and she said, oh, come on, it'll be a lot of fun. And I went, I don't know.And then after giving me a few shots of sake, they convinced me to do it. And we recorded, I think I recorded 4 songs, Fly Me to the Moon, New York, New York, and 2 others. Anyway, it was only supposed to be for our purposes. And I found out through him that the bonus material on the DVD includes those 4 recordings, which I am shocked.Because they were not supposed to be released. But nevertheless, they are. And he said, would I want a copy to use on the show? And my response was, let me think about it first. I really don't know if I want to do that. It's a bit too silly. So maybe one day, and maybe if enough people hear this and want me to, I might consider doing it. But I don't know. It just makes me feel very uneasy. It's just too strange, you know. Very interesting news. So, Tomoshiro, thank you very much for letting me know. And I'm just curious at how they were able to release it on DVD because I don't remember signing a release form to have it issued. But I remembered after he sent me this email, it was a lot of fun because we were in the main NHK building in Tokyo. It was with a full orchestra, and Lisa Ono was helping me sing the song, and she did a good job, and so did the director and the producer. They made my very limited vocal range sound quite a bit better, but I still don't think I'm going to use it on the show. Maybe one day. Send me some sake and maybe I'll do it. some of you are wondering right now, wait a second, there's no recorded messages from listeners. And I'm not doing the mailbag. Well, the reason for that is this week, as the show is going out, I'm actually in Jakarta, Indonesia for a radio conference. So this show was recorded well in advance for that reason. But we will have them for next week's show on, let me dig up a calendar, which I seem to have misplaced. Yes, we will have all that stuff on May the 7th at 1:15 UTC. Okay, time for more music. Let's now get into a bit of a Latin mode. From Puerto Rico, here is Jerry Rivera with La Oportunidad. Aquí con la Estación de la Alegría para todos nuestros amigos desde Canadá, los Estados Unidos, México, la Caribe, otras partes también de la América Latina. Aquí con la Estación de la Alegría, Happy Station.
Es la oportunidad que se nos da al nacer. Es la oportunidad para el amor y el querer. Te encuentres a un alguien que te hiera. A veces que se piensa vivir no vale la pena, porque a veces lloramos como una magdalena. Y yo lloré cuando la vi partir. Y yo lloré, creí que iba a morir. Y yo lloré cuando la vi partir. Y yo lloré, creí que iba a morir. Pero si somos usamos la cabeza, a esos pensamientos los echamos por tierra, porque es el tiempo la mejor medicina. Antes estaba abajo y ahora estoy arriba.
Thank you.
se nos da el nacer, es la oportunidad para el amor y el querer.
Jerry Rivera and La Oportunidad from Puerto Rico. Now, you may have heard me mention a while ago, I said that this week I am in Indonesia, which is the reason why we couldn't do all the listeners and everything because, well, I'd be away and then some would be coming in, so we wouldn't be able to include them in this show for 15 hours UTC. Why am I in Indonesia? Well, I'm kind of killing two birds with one stone. There is a special version of Happy Station which airs in Indonesia on a radio station called Radio Sonora, and I wanted to come here and see what it was all about. And second of all, I was invited to come and talk at a radio convention that is held once a year in Jakarta. So that is the reason why I'm here until Saturday, and then I head back to Taiwan. And it's going to be my first time going to Jakarta. So when I get back, I'll tell you what it's all about, except somebody told me it's extremely hot, hotter than Taipei, so I have to prepare myself for that. Like I said before, I love air conditioning, but too much is too much, but also the heat just drives me crazy sometimes, so I have to prepare myself for that. Anyway, let's now continue with more music. Let's now go to Spain with a group, or a singer, I believe, who I happen to love very much. She is so talented. Azúcar Moreno with Mamma Mia. No. I have to remind you, no, it's not Mamma Mia by ABBA. It's a different song. No connection at all. So here's Mamma Mia, Azúcar Moreno on Happy Station.
Ojos es mi penitencia, con esa mirada dulce bajas mis defensas. Tienes lo que yo quiero corriendo en tu cuerpo, con fuerza de tempestad que me tiene insistiendo. Y que bésame, y que abrázame, imagino tantas cosas y es que me gustas de más.
Azúcar Moreno with Mamma Mia here on La Estación de la Alegría and Happy Station. Somebody wrote in asking me about my technician, Kevin. That's Kevin Lee. Well, Kevin and I have worked together now for 10 years. And he is a godsend to have as a sound technician and also a video editor, because occasionally I will do some documentaries. Because he knows what I'm thinking even before I'm thinking it. And when I started up Happy Station again, I had to have him come and join me because the studio that we're in, I told you, is very old. And there's no way that I can do the mixing because, well, I can't be in two places at once. So, Kevin, thank you very much for coming in every week and helping me with that. And speaking of our studio, somebody wrote in recently and said, will the podcast version be available in stereo? Because right now it's only in mono. I would love to say yes, but for the immediate future, it will be only in mono, and that's because this studio cannot record in stereo. But hopefully we will have a new home very soon, in something a little bit more modern than this museum that we're sitting in right now. So I will let you know about that. Let's now go to Seattle, Washington. A listener by the name of Michael DeWars wrote in saying that 9955 is coming in clear at 15 hours UTC. He said it's not so good at 1 hour UTC, so he listens to the one at 15 hours UTC, which is around 9 o'clock in the morning, I believe, on the West Coast. And him and his wife just had a new baby. She is now 2 months old. He sent along some pictures, which I will put up on the Facebook page. But he said, say hello to the mother. Well, hello, Julia. And is there anything that I can play for the two of you and your new baby? Well, I came across the perfect song. So this would be the right moment to hit record on your recording device. So when she gets older, you can play it for her. So here is For Lucy, Michael and Julia, but especially for a little baby girl, Lucy, who is still at the stage of talking and communicating. Desi Arnaz with I Love Lucy here on The Happy Station.
Lucy, I love Lucy. I love Lucy and she loves me. As happy as two can be. We have our quarrels, but then, oh, how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
I love Lucy. She loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see.
And she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see.
Desi Arnaz and I Love Lucy. Now, there's some of you that may have not heard the vocal version of the theme song to that very popular TV show, which is amazing. I mean, it's now over 40 years, and it is still being shown all around the world. It's being shown in the U.S. on a number of TV channels. And here in Asia, which is very funny, quite recently, I was channel surfing and I came across a version which was dubbed into Chinese. Now, I don't know about you, but just the thought of Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball being dubbed into Chinese, I mean, that sounds strange enough, but listening to it is very strange. So that's for Michael and Julia and their baby daughter Lucy, and hopefully she'll be able to hear that when she gets a little bit older. Okay, we still have a few minutes to go before we end off, so let's squeeze in one more piece of music. Now, we began today's show with some music for listeners in the UK, and I thought the nice way, a nice way to end would be to end with music as well for the United Kingdom listeners. So we're going to end off with a song that is quite well known for people that listen to a lot of radio, especially in the 1960s. Many of you may know the old pirate radio station, Radio Caroline. Well, how about we end with the song that was kind of the unofficial theme song for Radio Caroline? The song is called Caroline. Here's Roy Hastings. And this is for Mark Beliveau, who lives just outside London, and Magnus Romborg. Roy Hastings, Caroline. Roy Hastings, Caroline, our last piece of music on this edition of The Happy Station for April the 30th, 2009 at 15 hours UTC. Now, pretty soon, I will be announcing the starting date for Happy Station to be heard weekly. So you will hear two different shows once a week. And also, I will be announcing very soon the startup of the Spanish version of the show, La Estación de la Alegría. And for those people who are Spanish speakers, you probably gather my Spanish sounds very funny. So if anything, I will make you laugh. Okay, before we end off, I want to remind you again of our email address. It is very simple. pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And when you send an email, make sure that you put in the subject it's for Happy Station, because otherwise some of the emails unfortunately have been going to junk mail, which is not my doing. So some of you may realize that I got to you a bit late. So I apologize for that, but just put in the subject matter. Oh, I just hit a light. Just put in the subject area, Happy Station or listener or whatever, and then I will definitely get it and it won't go into the wrong box. If you want to send in your reception report to win one of two shortwave radios that I'm giving away to two lucky people, the radios are a Sanjen ATS-909 and a Sanjen ATS-606A. The postal address is very simple. Well, not really. It will be more simple once we get the P.O. box up and running. But the email address right now is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. I'll say it one more time. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47. That's number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Sanmin, that's S-A-N, M like mother, I-N, Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, that's B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, 22070. Oh, I've just run out of breath. But if you didn't have time to write that down, you can go to the WRMI website, that's Radio Miami International's website, and you can find out the address there. And the link for them is www.wrmi.net. Click on Happy Station and you will find it. Okay, well, that's all we have time for. So until next week, friends, all I can say is so long, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.